You are listening to Real World News.
Interview with MP Edgardo Rodriguez, the INEA Monsanto Deal and the Native Seed Festival. The 5th National Native Seed Festival was held last weekend in Tacuarembó, Uruguay. Real World Radio had the chance to interview their Frente Amplio's MP Edgardo Rodriguez. Rodriguez, a House member of the ruling party in a department that has traditionally been ruled by conservative parties, said the Native Seed Festival is key for the defense of food sovereignty and for the survival of healthy food production by the Uruguayan family farmers. But he also said that there are other key issues with large transnational corporations have been advancing with the help of the government. The lawmaker highlighted some of the progress achieved for the rights of rural workers, such as the creation of a trade union of rural workers who have been historically exploited and marginalized from the Uruguayan rural landscape. Rodriguez is one of the House representatives who last year insisted on knowing the details and rationale for a deal signed by the National Institute of Agricultural Research, INEA, and transnational corporation Monsanto to improve genetically modified soya seeds. The deal was rejected by environmental organizations like Redes, Friends of the Earth Uruguay, and the trade union of rural farmers, such as the National Commission for Rural Promotion. Rodriguez criticized the deal and said he hasn't been the only one to reject it in Parliament. There have been other measures taken by the Uruguayan government to promote both soya and forestry agribusiness. I feel we are losing this battle. I don't see the political will need to confront it. The voices of scrutiny are isolated while things keep moving forward. Rodriguez has not concealed his concern. I'm worried that the Uruguayan institutions are closing deals with transnational corporations that have a lot of economic power. We continue to open the doors for them and they continue to take over. Rodriguez believes the alternative is that the state should be in charge of doing research also through the public bodies of neighboring countries. I realize that there are native seeds that have many virtues. They adapt to the climate, to the soil. We need to take care of them, preserve them, and continue to improve them, said Rodriguez about the significance of the seed festival that gathered 1,500 people in Valledén last weekend. The event is held every 2 years, and this is the first time it is held in the north of Uruguay, where the distance with the country's capital, Montevideo, has increased the difficulties for family farmers, partly because large estates are more common in that region as a result of tree and grain monoculture plantations by transnational corporations. An example of the phytogenetic and food richness of Tacuarembó, Rodriguez highlighted the loss of traditional crops like peanut and local varieties of squash, which were replaced with mostly imported hybrid types. During the meeting, representatives of the 250 farmers that comprise the Native Seed Network of Uruguay talked about the problems faced to promote agroecological production, as well as the lobby in public bodies or in parliament that might threaten the free circulation of seeds. Rodriguez called the organizations to push for these issues, to put pressure, to get answers from the political sector.
You are listening to Real World News.